whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
Happy New Year! Year, we're in the brand new year. Wow, it's so amazing, man. We just, you know, 2019 has just come in and now it's gone. We won't see it ever again. You know, whatever has happened in 2019, let's leave it behind. And now we're in the brand new year, which is 2020. And a year where, like, you know what, a year to be successful, a year to be verified life, a year to be like, you know what, I made it into a brand new year. I made it in terms of career wise. I made it in terms of, you know what, being with God again in the brand new year and so forth, you know. So yeah, welcome to our awesome show called Quiet Times on Intensity, and this is our very first show in 2020. Wow, it's so amazing, isn't it, Luando?
It's very good. I don't know what.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so quiet. See, I'm trying to take out words, but I'm busy stuttering. Yeah. 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, don't know much of what this year holds for us.
Yeah.
But you know, I believe God, in the book of Genesis, when he spoke about, you know, he blessed man and he said, you know, let us make man in our own image,
yeah,
after our own likeness. And he carries on, obviously gives a reason. Why is man made in the image of God? So that they can rule.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's the reason that we were created to rule. So one thing I know is that over this year I'm going to rule.
Yeah.
That's my purpose. That's the reason why I exist, to rule. And then God goes on to say, I bless you now, we bless them. You know, what do? You become fruitful.
Mm.
And you become, you multiply, and then you replenish, you subdue the earth, and then you have dominion.
Dominion, yeah.
That means the way to have dominion over my year, over your year, is that you become fruitful, I become fruitful. You become, you multiply, I multiply. You replenish, I replenish. You subdue the earth, I subdue the earth. And we have dominion.
Yeah.
So that's how, in this Active FM show, Quiet Times on Intensity, we are ruling. It's the best show for me. I believe same thing for you, because here you get blessed. You know, we always say this is your home. This is a place to be where you get encouraged, talking about things that matter. Active FM Quiet Time show on Intensity. Yeah, with AKA Mawanza. You find us in Johannesburg. That's,
yeah,
where we are. Johannesburg is one of the biggest city, the greatest city in our nation, which is called South Africa, and I believe it's a well-known city in the world. It's amazing here. It's amazing. You know, I hear different things. I hear Wandile talking. You know, sometimes I'm at work, I hear the PC, I hear the cars, I hear people shouting, I hear people laughing, I hear people singing. You know, just the beauty of the sound that, you know, we get out of this nation, it's very amazing. You know, sometimes when the wind comes and you could feel, you know, the trees, like they're just moving around, all that. Yeah, so
yeah,
there's so much that, you know, we can appreciate. So please make sure that you don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co. .za, and also our Facebook
page
/ActiveFM777, and also our Facebook page at ActiveFM777. /321, and also our Facebook page /ActiveFM777, and don't forget to visit our Instagram page at ActiveFM777. So that's where you find us. Very excited, moving. If you want spot, you will get a spot there. If you want Springbok winning, yeah, Springbok won last year, and that guy, you call him Brad Binder, he won the motorbike race. You will find him there. If you want to, you know, be organized in terms of what you wear, fashion, guess what, it's there. If you want to talk about, you know, science, about, you know, astronomy, stars and all that, you still find that there, Active FM. Yeah, it's very amazing. So please make sure that, you know, you look out for these shows, because they are the best. Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Lwando.
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM, and the Christ music is hot music. See you later, man.
From SNM, the Morning Breakfast Show, and I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy New Year's. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourself, because I know I have. Love you so much. Bye.
Happy New Year once again. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Yeah. This is our very first show in 2020. And it's so awesome. It's amazing. As Lando is like so excited that we are in a new year, you know. And this is our very first show in 2020, you know. And some in the line, you also are like, wow. I made it. I mean, I'm here in 2020. You know, some in the line, you'll be like, you know, there's some people way out, way like they've never made it to 2020. They haven't even seen 2020. And you are seeing 2020 now. You're in the very first day of 2020. And now, you're probably planning your year. We can't say we don't know how 2020 will be treating us so far and on so forth. You know, 2019, we've been going through ups and downs with, in terms of work, in terms of school, in terms of whatever it is that we've been doing, and in terms of life at home and so forth, you know. And now we can just like, you know what, 2019 has just come and now it's gone, and now all we gotta do is like, you know what, thank you Lord, thank you Jesus, that, you know what, 2019 has been a good year. It's been a year where like we've went through a whole lot of problems. We went through a whole lot of storms, and we've made it, and we've accomplished our mission. Some of us have accomplished a mission. Probably you have accomplished your mission, and you're in a awesome position. And now we're in 2020, and now all we gotta do is that, you know what, we got to stand together this new year. Because why? Because now it's time for brand new thinking, brand new planning for the year. Probably you're like, yeah, this year I'm going to plan a whole lot of things. I'm going to plan in terms of what I'm gonna do, in terms of work, in terms of family, in terms of all those things that you're planning out there. That we're planning in terms of what you're going to do and so forth. You know, I'm sure you've already, I'm sure with Luando, he's already planned what he's going to do in 2020. You know, I've also planned. I've got big plans for 2020. Like, yo. They're huge, man. They look literally huge out
Tell
there.
Tell us one. They're this huge. One.
Probably when I get married.
Ah! It's not a plan, man.
Planning on the wedding day.
No, you can't say probably when I get married. You know, so plan is something I'm sure about, man.
Okay, I am gonna get married.
Okay. That's good.
That's I one know, of my examples.
I know I will be invited. You know,
yeah, you're saying you yourself.
I'll be enjoying the food.
So you're coming to a wedding for food?
No, to support you.
Oh.
But in a way, also to, I mean, by eating the food of, I mean, in your wedding, that's yeah. supporting you. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, wait, sorry, when you spoke about food, sorry, like there was a time we had an argument. In the office, that's like behind the studio and all that. But somewhere in the line, even the guys that were working with, they were arguing which one is the best food between the wedding food or the funeral food.
It's the wedding food.
What makes it the best?
Because there's just something about a funeral. To be honest, there's the sadness, there are people crying,
yeah,
and you know, yeah. But I think in a way, you enjoy food when you're excited. You know, sometimes when you're stressed and you're down, sometimes it's even hard to eat. You hardly eat anything. I know those things. I mean, in my life, there are moments where like, yeah, it's rough and just not even interested to eat and just want to go home and sleep. You know, but I mean, when people are excited, man, like, yeah, that plate, yeah. Look at that, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I see the plate just overflowing with meat, dried meat, yeah.
Yeah, so that was just, I know.
Oh, that was me. Yeah. So what's your point? What's your view? Which one is the best?
Yeah, also with my side, it's the wedding food. But mostly, you know, with funeral food, you get a lot of food, man. You get like a lot, like, yeah, you eating here in the funeral. Even though, yes, your loved one would have passed away and all that, you know, and yeah, obviously that you can't forget about it. But now when it comes to food, like, yeah, now you enjoying the food there, you're like, wow, this is awesome and all that, mm-hmm. you know. But with wedding food, obviously there's cake, there's delicious cake, wedding cake there, and yeah, food, yeah. going back to the topic, standing together this New Year's, you know. Yeah, like, this is a brand new year, 2020, and you would have been planning all your things for this year, you know. And there's a verse that I would like to share with you guys, and that's coming from Psalm 96, verse 1 to 3, where it says, "At the dawn of the new year, I'm filled with hope for what is to come, and I have thankfulness in my heart for what has already passed. I pray that I will keep my focus where it needs to be this year, and that will all have a year filled with joy, love, and happiness." Should I say it again? Let me say it again for the last time. That's coming from Psalm 96, verse 1 to 3, where it says, "At the dawn of the new year, I'm filled with hope for what is to come, and I have thankfulness in my heart for what has already passed. I pray that I will keep my focus where it needs to be this year, and our producer and you out there, that we'll all have a year filled with joy, love, and mm-hmm. happiness." You know, to be a year that will be filled with love, joy, and happiness. You know, yes, there'll be times where there'll be sadness within the year, and so forth, but now never mind the sadness. Let's focus more on having joy and happiness in this year, and having happiness in terms of what we are planning for this year, and having happiness and joy in terms of what we're going to accomplish in 2020, and having joyfulness in terms of the mission that we'll be accomplishing this year. Maybe you've got a big project for 2020, and you're like, wow, you're so excited for this project. Let me tell you something, that project, you will accomplish it where if you have hope for that project. If you have hope for that project, that, you know what, I'm going to accomplish this project, even though there will be challenges within that project, but I will accomplish it, and it will be done with faithfulness and with joy and with happiness. Because why? Because you have hope, you know, and so forth, you see. So believe me, 2020 is your year, 2020 is my year, 2020 is Luando's year, and 2020 is everyone's year. But how excited and how joyful are you for 2020? Yes, probably you come out from a rough patch in 2019. Yes, you're thinking, wow, 2019 has been a rough year. Maybe for you, 2019 was a rough year. You probably lost someone out there and all that. And you know, it's been a year that, like, maybe someone out there, it's been a great year for you, 2019. Now it's 2020. Let's plan for something new now. Let's plan for something new. Let's move on. Let's be excited for 2020, because you might not know, God has so much in value for you in 2020. He has so much plans for you in 2020. You know, what plans are you focusing on in 2020? Most of us will be thinking of not having new year's resolution. Is it resolution? Yeah, new year's resolutions, you know, like having the things that you're gonna get done for 2020. You know, don't give up too easily if you haven't accomplished something. Don't give up too easily. Just go back to what you have accomplished that you haven't accomplished, and try to accomplish it and completely finish it. Because let me tell you something, there's a saying that, you know what, don't start a race and give up in between. When you see a finish line, and there you are, you want to give up already because it's hard. No, finish your race. finish your race and you'll see the results behind it. Because when you start something, it's not like and then you give up in the middle. Are you gonna see the results? No. Because why? Because you've given up in the middle of the race. You know, you got to finish what you have started. You got to finish what you have literally started. Let's say for a project, you started something and you know you need to finish it to see the result behind it. So therefore, you will finish what you have started and you will finish it with hope, happiness and joy.
Time show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Luando. As you said, you know, the best is ahead from the Book of Psalms. I also have one like, this is a comeback. This is
yeah,
well prepared, man. Isaiah 43. And this is what it says, verse 18, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive? I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. So that's a promise from God, and I believe if you believe it, then it's for you. If you say, I am letting my heart and my thoughts and my whatever that makes me believe where this promise, then it is mine. I'm going to climb and remain and, you know, abide in the word of God. So that's what we wish, and not wish, but we speak over everyone's life to say, you are blessed and God is making a way. Just stick to God. Yes, as we said, this is the Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity.
Yeah, so what is it that you literally are planning for this year? You know, as we're speaking about, you know, new year into 2020 now and everything, all the whatever that you've done in 2019, it's been good, bad, whatever it is, you know, we forgot about it and now into a brand new year, you know. So I'm just gonna end with just praying for you guys for the new year, and pray that, you know what, you accomplish your mission. We pray that, you know what, your year becomes a year filled with joy, filled with happiness, and filled with love, you know. Because you can't be this person where, like, you know what, I don't love anyone and so forth, you know. We got to have much love in 2020, you know. We got to stand together this new year. We got to stand together as a nation, as a world. Probably in your nation, you got to stand together in your nation. We got to stand together in our community, in your community, in wherever you live with your family. We got to stand together and into this brand new year, 2020. As I pray in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have entered into a brand new year, 2020. And I pray that, you know what, 2020 will be a year that will be filled with happiness, joy, and love for amongst us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we know that we're going to accomplish this year with so much more that you want us to accomplish, Lord. And we're going to accomplish it with dreams, hope, and so forth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're an awesome God. You're everything, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, as we all shout out together, amen. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to an awesome, amazing show on our very first show of 2020. Yeah, I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. Yeah, it's 2020. Thank you guys for listening to our summer show called Quiet Times on Intensity on Active FM. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at ActiveFM777 and ActiveFM777. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /@ActiveFM777, /@ActiveFM777. Otherwise, myself, One Delay K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luando, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless. So, yeah.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I got fat ties, yeah, full of fat nines, yeah. Daily pack the light, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it, you've got far too long. I'll put this head on. Shorty.
out to meet bail. I got the key to the vault. They waiting on me to fall. I made the plans on my own. I don't go back to the old. Yeah. Woo. Slingshot, shawty. Slingshot, shawty. Woo. Woo. Yeah. Slingshot, shawty. Shorty.